Welcome to another deep dive. This time we're going to be talking about AI art. And it's a field that's just, well, it's really making everyone kind of rethink what it means to be creative, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It seems like every day there's a new headline about, you know, AI creating some kind of mind-blowing art or selling for millions of dollars or even like challenging, you know, the great masters.
Absolutely.
And so, for this deep dive, we're going to be looking at this article from Prominent Painting called Can a Computer Create Art? The Cool World of AI and Creativity.
Interesting. And it's dated December 11th, 2024.
Oh, right. Yeah, this is a very recent article, so thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not just about, you know, making pretty pictures or something. This article actually dives into, like, the philosophical, you know, kind of like the heart of the matter.
Exactly.
Can algorithms actually be creative?
Right. Or are they just mimicking what they've been trained on?
Yeah. That's really the million-dollar question, huh?
Literally, considering some of the prices we've been seeing these pieces sell for.
Yeah. For real. For real. But let's back up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
The article starts by talking about the Turing test.
Right.
Which you've probably heard of.
Oh, yeah.
It's this idea that a computer can be, you know, smart enough or sophisticated enough to fool a human into thinking that it's another human.
Right. But it gets really interesting when you apply that to art.
Yeah.
Like, imagine a computer creating a painting that is just so captivating and so technically brilliant that even the most seasoned art critic can't tell whether it was made by a human or an AI.
Hmm. That's interesting. So, okay, so maybe you can, like, copy a style or something.
Yeah.
But is that actually real creativity?
Right.
I mean, is it really being creative if it's just copying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the article digs into how AI actually makes art.
Yeah, yeah.
And it uses this analogy of, like, an art student on a hyperdrive.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool way to think about it.
Yeah.
And it's not just about speed either.
Right.
Though AI can analyze, like, millions of images in just seconds.
That's incredible.
Which is mind-blowing on its own.
Yeah, it is.
But it's more about the connections that the AI can make.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, imagine feeding a computer every single artwork from the Renaissance.
Wow.
Every impressionist masterpiece, every contemporary experiment.
Okay, I see where you're going.
And the AI can find patterns and relationships in the art that humans just might totally miss.
Right.
Just because we can't process that much data, you know what I mean?
Absolutely,
like, yeah. Like, sheer volume.
Yeah.
And so that leads to, like, some really interesting outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the article highlights how AI is being used to create art in a couple different ways.
Okay.
So there's, like, generative art, where the AI basically comes up with the whole concept on its own.
Mm-hmm.
It executes it, like, you know, it does the whole thing.
So that would be, like, composing a piece of music or creating a new image, just, like, completely from scratch.
Exactly, yeah. And then there's, like, AI-assisted art, where an artist is using AI as, like, a tool to help them create.
Right.
So it's kind of like a digital paintbrush.
Hmm, okay.
But, like, with superpowers.
I like that, yeah.
And both of these approaches are gaining a lot of traction in the art world.
Right, yeah.
Like, we're seeing AI-generated art being sold in places like Super Rare, which is really cool.
Okay.
And this is a platform that uses blockchain technology to actually track ownership and the authenticity of a piece.
Oh, wow.
And that's where it gets really interesting for me, because then blockchain adds this whole other layer to the conversation about, you know, value and ownership and art.
Yeah.
But we're actually going to dive more into that in part two.
Okay.
So for now, let's get back to the art itself.
Okay, sounds good.
So the article highlighted a couple recent sales that kind of made headlines.
Mm-hmm.
And one that stood out to me was AI God, Portrait of Alan Turing, which sold for over $1 million.
Wow.
Just last month.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It was created by a robot artist.
Wait, a robot? Not just an algorithm.
Yeah, a robot artist.
Okay.
Like, it was a humanoid robot that uses AI to create art.
That's wild.
Yeah. And this sale really put the spotlight on this growing acceptance of AI art in the market.
Yeah. I mean, $1 million. That's incredible.
I know. It's crazy, right?
But what does it say about how the art world views AI? I mean, do they actually see it as a legitimate creative force?
Right.
Or is it just a novelty?
It makes you wonder if the lines are blurring between what we consider human creativity and, like, what AI is capable of doing now.
Yeah.
And speaking of blurred lines, the article had this fun little challenge called Which is Renoir?
Hmm. Okay.
They show four paintings, and you're supposed to guess which one's actually by Renoir and which ones were AI generated.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's a really cool way to test your eye and just see how good AI is getting at copying these artistic styles.
Yeah.
But before we give away the answer, let's talk about what makes human art so unique, you know?
Yeah.
Because the article really emphasizes that humans have this well of emotions and experiences and perspectives that AI just doesn't have.
Exactly. Yeah. AI can analyze brush strokes and color palettes all day long, but it can't replicate, like you said, the lived experience of a human.
Right. And that makes me think of something I read recently about how these neural networks, which are like the technology behind a lot of this AI art,
right,
they're really good at recognizing patterns, but they don't have that same kind of emotional depth.
Okay, yeah.
That humans do.
So it brings us back to that question.
Yeah.
Can AI really be creative?
Right.
I mean, can it produce art that's not just technically impressive, but also emotionally resonant and meaningful to humans?
Yeah. And I think that's something we're going to continue to grapple with as AI art evolves, you know?
For sure.
But for now, let's put your art expertise to the test, okay?
Right.
Do you remember those four paintings?
Uh-huh.
Were you able to spot the real Renoir?
Well, drumroll, please.
The real Renoir is painting number three.
Ooh, okay.
The other three were all AI generated.
And they were really convincing, too.
They really were. It's pretty crazy, huh?
It is. It kind of makes you wonder how long it will be before, you know, before AI can create art that's totally indistinguishable from human art.
Yeah, and that leads to another big question. If we can't tell the difference, does it even matter?
Right.
And that's actually a great question to ponder as we move into part two of our deep dive.
Okay.
Where we're going to explore some of the ethical considerations surrounding AI art.
Hmm. Interesting.
And the potential impact it's going to have on the art market and what the future holds for this really rapidly evolving field.
Yeah. Exciting stuff.
But before we do that, let's take a look at another challenge that the article presented. Banksy or AI?
Okay.
This time you'll see two pieces of street art. One is by the real Banksy.
Right.
Known for his thought-provoking and sometimes, you know, controversial stencils.
Mm.
The other one is AI-generated in Banksy's, like, signature style. So, can you tell the difference? We'll reveal the answer in part two, so stay tuned.
All right, sounds good. I'll be thinking about it.
All right, so welcome back to our deep dive into AI art. We were talking about, you know, how AI is not just mimicking artistic styles, but it's actually pushing the boundaries of, like, what we even think art can be.
Right, and we left you with that cliffhanger, Banksy or AI.
Yeah.
Can you tell the difference?
Between the real Banksy and one that was AI generated.
Yeah.
Well, the moment of truth has arrived. The real Banksy is painting number one.
Okay.
What do you think? Did the AI-generated piece fool ya?
You know what? It's really remarkable how these algorithms are able to capture the essence of an artist's style.
Yeah.
Even someone as unique as Banksy.
Yeah, it really highlights how much this technology is, like, changing the game.
Absolutely.
But it also brings up some pretty big questions about, you know, the art world and where things are headed.
For sure. For sure. One of the things that really stood out to me from the article was, you know how AI art is actually impacting the art market itself?
Yeah, we touched on it a little bit earlier.
Right.
With those million-dollar sales.
Exactly.
But the article, like, goes deeper into, you know, like, how AI art is being bought and sold, and, like, how it's even valued.
Right. And it's not just the traditional, you know, auction houses anymore.
Yeah.
There's this whole ecosystem developing around AI art, and, you know, online platforms are playing a huge role.
Yeah, like SuperRare.
Right. Exactly.
And what's so interesting about SuperRare is they use blockchain technology.
Okay.
And that adds a whole other layer of complexity to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Blockchain allows you to track ownership and authenticity, which is, like, so crucial when it comes to digital art.
Absolutely, because with digital art, it's just so easy to copy and reproduce.
Exactly.
But blockchain creates, like, a permanent record of who owns that original.
It's like a digital fingerprint for every piece of art.
Yeah. It's really cool. And that's changing how collectors are viewing AI art.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about aesthetics anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, the provenance, the digital scarcity, like the whole story behind how it was made.
Oh, wow.
And that's attracting this, like, whole new generation of collectors who are more comfortable with, you know, digital assets and the technology behind it all.
Right.
It's almost like AI art is creating its own little economy within the art world.
It is. It's fascinating to watch how this is all playing out.
Yeah.
You know, with excitement, but also some skepticism.
Yeah, because there are definitely concerns, right? Like, what happens to the, you know, human artists?
Right.
In a world where AI can create art that's, you know, technically brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And even increasingly affordable.
Right. That's the big question. Yeah. And the article doesn't shy away from it at all. It acknowledges that there is potential for disruption.
Yeah.
But it also points out that throughout history, you know, new technologies have always kind of changed the role of the artist rather than completely replacing them.
Right. Like photography didn't kill painting.
Right.
Exactly. It just opened up new possibilities. Hmm.
Exactly. And now some artists are embracing AI as a tool.
Yeah.
They're using it to enhance their own creativity and explore new ways of expressing themselves.
That's cool. And the article mentioned this idea of AI as like a collaborative partner.
Okay.
Imagine an artist like brainstorming with an AI.
Wow, it's interesting.
Bouncing ideas back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, like really pushing each other to create something totally unique.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so exciting about this whole field. It's not this, you know, AI versus humans.
Mm-hmm.
It's about collaboration.
Right.
Co-creation.
And that brings up another fascinating question. Could AI actually democratize art creation?
I mean, that's a really thought-provoking idea.
Yeah.
Could it actually make it easier for people who might not have, you know, traditional artistic skills to express themselves creatively?
Like, imagine somebody who's always wanted to paint. But they just don't have the technical ability to do it.
Right.
Could they use AI to help them translate their vision into reality?
I mean, it's definitely possible. And that would lead to, you know, a much more diverse and inclusive art world with voices and perspectives that, you know, we haven't even heard before.
That's a really hopeful vision of the future.
It is.
But there's also like a potential downside, right?
Of course, yeah.
Like, what happens to the value of art if anybody can create a masterpiece with the help of AI?
Right. It's a valid concern, and it's definitely something we need to consider as we move forward, you know, into this uncharted territory.
Mm-hmm. The article doesn't really give us any easy answers, but it does bring up some really important questions.
Right.
Like, what happens to the concept of artistic genius?
Right.
You know, in a world where AI can create art that's indistinguishable from human art.
Exactly.
And who owns the copyright to AI-generated art?
Yeah.
Is it the programmer who wrote the algorithm,
right,
the person who input the prompts, the AI itself?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, these are like legal and ethical questions that we're still figuring out. And they're going to have a huge impact on, you know, the future of AI art.
For sure. It's a really fascinating and complex landscape, and it's constantly changing.
Yeah. And so as we move into the final part of our deep dive, we're going to shift gears a little bit and really focus on what the future of AI art looks like.
Okay.
We'll explore some of the emerging trends, the potential challenges, and some of the mind-blowing possibilities that are ahead.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about it.
And we're going to leave you with some thought-provoking questions to ponder.
Okay.
As this field, you know, just keeps changing how we understand creativity and art's role in the world.
Sounds good. I'm ready.
All right, welcome back to the final part of our deep dive on AI art. It's been quite a journey.
It really has. We've covered so much ground, you know, from the actual mechanics of how AI creates art to, you know, the really big philosophical questions about creativity and value.
Yeah. And we've seen how AI is like shaking up the art world,
yeah,
you know, challenging these old ideas about who's the author, you know, who owns it, and even like, what does it mean to be an artist these days?
Right.
But let's look ahead now. I mean, what does the future hold for AI art? How is this technology going to keep evolving? And, you know, what impact will it have on us?
Well, the article kind of paints this picture of a future where AI is not just copying human art anymore, but actually creating whole new forms of artistic expression.
Hmm. Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, think about it. We've already seen AI generating paintings, sculptures, music, poetry, even code that some people consider art.
Right.
But what about art forms that we haven't even imagined yet?
It kind of makes my head spin thinking about the possibilities.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
What if AI could create art that interacted with us in real time, you know, like responding to our emotions, our movements, even our thoughts?
Like, we might see installations powered by AI that transform based on who's in the room, or, you know, sculptures that change shape with the weather.
Wow.
Like, art could become a really immersive, personalized experience.
That would be amazing. And what about AI collaborating with human artists on a much deeper level?
Right.
Like, not just as a tool, but like a true partner, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine an artist brainstorming with an AI that like understands their artistic vision,
Right.
challenges their assumptions, and helps them push their own boundaries, you know, of their imagination.
It could lead to this like whole new era of artistic co-creation, really blurring the lines between humans and machines in ways we can only like just start to grasp now.
That's so cool.
Yeah. But of course, with any really powerful technology comes this responsibility to use it wisely, you know?
Yeah.
There are definitely challenges and like potential pitfalls that we need to address as AI art becomes more and more prevalent, you know, more common.
Like, what kind of challenges are we talking about here?
Well, one concern that keeps coming up is the potential for bias, you know, in the algorithms themselves. So if the AI is trained on, you know, existing art, which we know often reflects historical inequalities
Yeah.
and power dynamics, could it actually perpetuate those biases in its creations?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's something we really need to think about. We need to make sure that those data sets that are used to train these AI are diverse
Right.
and inclusive, and that the algorithms themselves are designed to like try to mitigate that bias.
Otherwise, we're just going to end up, you know, amplifying the problems we already have.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then there's the whole impact on human artists. I mean, some people are straight up afraid that AI is just going to like take their jobs.
Well, I think it's understandable that some artists might feel threatened,
Yeah.
but I tend to think that ultimately AI is going to augment human creativity, you know,
Right.
not replace it.
Like instead of being afraid of AI, they could use it as a new tool to
Exactly.
explore new ideas,
Yeah.
streamline their work, you know, even reach new audiences.
Right. I mean, AI could become a powerful tool for artists of all levels, you know, from people just doing it as a hobby to, you know, professional artists.
Yeah, it could even open up like whole new avenues for people who maybe have disabilities
Right.
or people who just never had, you know, the traditional kind of training.
Yeah. I mean, it's really more about how can AI empower human creativity and make art more accessible.
Yeah, that's a much better way to think about it.
I think so too.
And it makes me think about like what really matters in art anyway. If AI can create something that's, you know, technically perfect,
Right.
emotionally resonant, and even makes us think, does it really matter who or what created it?
That's a big question. Is the essence of art you know about the creator's intention, or is it about, you know, the viewer's experience?
Yeah, maybe it's both. Maybe it's this like interplay between the artist's vision, what the technology can do, and how we interpret it.
I think you're right. Art is about connection,
Yeah.
communication, expressing something meaningful, and sharing it with the world.
And AI can be part of that, right? Just like any other tool.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up our deep dive, we really encourage you to keep exploring this world of AI art. You know, talk to the artists, experiment with the technology, form your own opinions.
Yeah, this field is evolving so quickly. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, the future of art is being written right now, and it's a story we're all a part of.
Absolutely.
So thank you for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of AI art. We hope you learned something new. You know, maybe you were inspired by the possibilities, and maybe you're even like rethinking some of your own assumptions about what art can be.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep those creative sparks flying.